Chapter 11. They were standing around the coffee and refreshments table now. Bill, the tattooed woman with the cropped hair, and the shaved head guy with the beard, who'd been sharing his woes when Jesse came in. "Jesse," he said to the woman. He stuck out his hand. She seemed taken aback, but took his hand. "Anya." "First time?" She nodded. "Me too." She smiled, relieved and happy to not feel alone in her newness. In spite of the severe haircut, the piercings, and the tats, Anya had an angelic face and soft features. "This is Hank," she said, introducing the bald guy with the beard. "He finally got me to come with him." Hank quickly shook Jesse's hand, but wasn't particularly friendly, and yanked Anya toward the stairwell by her elbow. She turned back and shrugged before they vanished behind the exit door. Bill laughed. Jesse asked, "Did I miss something funny?" "The boyfriend probably thought you were 13-stepping. "What?" He laughed again. "You know, you're not supposed to get romantically involved with people in the group, but it happens. I've been guilty of it myself. It's kind of inevitable. All of us with this thing at the center of our lives, sharing so much in common. But there are predators and prey in all groups."
"Tell me about it."
Bill raised his eyebrow at Jesse's response.
"You a cop? I've met a lot of them in my time, and you sure have got the bearing of one."
Jesse didn't answer.
"So there are guys," Bill said, ignoring Jesse's silence, "usually men who've been in the program for years, who take advantage of vulnerable women like Anya there. Women just getting started, looking for anyone or anything to hold on to besides the booze."
He shook his head in disgust.
"Under the guise of befriending or sponsoring them, these guys work them into their beds."
Then he fell silent for a moment.
"Sorry, Jesse. That was no way to welcome you."
"That's okay, Bill. It's good to know what to watch out for."
"No, no, I should be telling you all the good this does. How it helped save my life and salvage my relationship with my kids. You know, experience, strength, and hope."
"I heard when you were up front," Jesse said. "Rough."
"Oh, that's only a little bit of it. You want to go grab a cup of real coffee?"
Jesse didn't get a chance to answer.
"Hi, Bill. Thanks for sharing."
It was the woman who had led the group.
"They were a little reluctant tonight."
"I was happy to do it. Callie, this is Jesse."
"Welcome," she said, shaking his hand. "I'm happy to see you here, Jesse."
Callie had lovely green eyes that played perfectly to her auburn hair and lightly freckled skin beneath her makeup. But Jesse was acutely aware of the things Bill had just told him, and in spite of her obvious attractiveness, Jesse decided he had to put his recovery ahead of anything else. He had spent too much time over the last year in a semi-drunken haze, and any attraction he had felt to women had been almost devoid of real feeling. Fortunately, he hadn't acted out, and hadn't added to his list of people to whom he would have to beg forgiveness.
"We're just going out for real coffee," Bill said. "Want to join us?"
Callie looked from Bill to Jesse and back again.
"Sorry, Bill, no. Jesse, I hope we see you again."